RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news across the country, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, Week in Review, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miss Eleni. We'll conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Lemhanas optimistic about the Indonesian future. Bank Indonesian for Bali chapter urged youth to readily face ASEAN economic community. Now the news in detail. Indonesian National Resilience Institute, or Lemhanas, has written a book ahead of its golden anniversary that paints a bright future for Indonesia, particularly in agriculture. The institute, now under civilian management after restructuring in 2001, said the book entitled Scenarios for Indonesia 2045 was the result of discussion with experts and policymakers about Indonesia's future. Four experts from the institute are in charge of the publishing the book. Lemhanas Governor Budi Susilo Supanji said at the press conference at Lemhanas headquarters in central Jakarta that the book highlighted four scenarios for Indonesia to focus on that the institute deemed vital for the realization of Indonesian security in all sectors, especially agro-industry. Under the first scenario, it is economic development. Indonesia is expected to grow into a developed country similar to most in Western Europe. According to the institute, the driving engine for this development will be agro-industry, which is expected to boom in Indonesia as a result of improved technology. The Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, BI of Bali chapter hope that the younger generation in this province have to become motivators and posters and new entrepreneurs as ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2015 takes shape. The head of the Bali Provincial Chapter Bank Indonesia, Dewi Setawati, said in Bali on Saturday that innovative products can be result of opportunities and can be products that have a special value not yet in the mass production. She reminded originality must be protected and intellectual property rights must also be protected. In creating innovation, the existing products should not be made in bulk. According to her, the Necessitic Stick product is one of such innovative products that was appropriate for the times Indonesian people live in and was created by young Indonesian entrepreneurs. They will also express the hope that the younger generation, as a prospective new entrepreneurs, need to create business opportunities for commodity supply, which is still lacking on the Bali Island, namely lion and chicken, milk and rice. She added, when an innovator and having a foresight to exploit existing opportunities are expected to help the micro, small and medium enterprises that are in direct contact with all industries. Anti-terror police code Densus 88 personnel arrested in West Jakarta on Saturday terrorist suspect Robi, 38 years old, who was believed to have facilitated the departure of Indonesians who are ISIS sympathizers to Syria. National Police spokesperson Sergeant Commander Rikwanto told Antara through SMS message on Saturday night. Terror suspect Robi was arrested around 11:25 a.m. at the Hotel Santika, West Jakarta on Saturday. Robi was suspected to have facilitated Indonesian citizens who had departed to Syria to join radical Islam State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. When arresting Robi, the anti-terror police court Densus 88 personnel confiscated several pieces of evidence in the form of documents such as a driving license, an identity card, and a vehicle registration number certificate. There was also a receipt on the transfer of money amounting to 2 million rupiah through Bank Mandiri and Bank BCA ATM cards. At least 16 foreign leaders have requested to hold bilateral talks with President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of Asian African Conference, AAC. This was expressed by a spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanta Nasir. He told the press in Jakarta on Friday that the summit to take place in Jakarta on April 22nd and 23rd will be attended by some heads of states and governments from China, Myanmar, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Iran, Palestine, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Egypt, Nepal, Jordan, Switzerland, Japan, and Seychelles. As the host, Indonesia will provide 12 special rooms at the Jakarta Convention Hall for leaders attending the AAC 2015 to hold bilateral meetings. President of South Africa Jacob Zuma will arrive on April 21st to pay a state visit and deliver keynote speech at the Asian African Business Summit. In total, 57 delegations from Asian African nations have confirmed their attendance at the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the AAC, which will be held from April 19 to 24 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java Province. The last item, General Chairman of the National Mandate Party PAN, Zulkifli Hasan, said in Jakarta on Saturday that his party was loyal to the Red-White Coalition, or KNP. He stated after attending the International Festival of Language and Culture, IFLC, at the Taman Ismail Marzuki Theater in Jakarta that his party remains in KNP, along with Gerindra. Hasan confirmed that although he attended the opening of the Congress of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Staga, PDIP, which heads the Great Indonesian Coalition, or KIH, in Bali on Tuesday, PAN was still loyal to KNP, which is led by Prabowo Subianto's Great Indonesian Movement Party, or Gerindra. Political parties that supported Joko Widodo, who emerged victorious in the presidential election last year, came together as a Great Indonesian Coalition, KIH, while those that supported rival candidate Prabowo Subianto were grouped under KNP, which now controls the parliament. Members of KIH include PDIP, National Democratic Party, NASDEM, National Economic Party, PKB, Justice and United Party, PKPI, and People's Conscience Party, Hanura, whereas members of KNP are Gerindra, Golkar Party, PAN, Prosperous Justice Party, PKS, and United Development Party, PPP. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Dee, in our weekly segment News from Across the Country, which presents you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Bengkulu. Immigration Office Class 1 of Bengkulu closed visa application service for three countries which are involved in conflicts in the Middle East, namely Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Head of Bengkulu Immigration Office Kabul Sudrajat explained in Bengkulu on Wednesday that the soaring conflict intensifies makes the government to take policy to close visa application for the three countries temporarily. He said that the decision aims to protect Indonesian citizens who may become conflict victims in the countries. Kabul added that a few Bengkulu people apply visa to Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Until now, the Indonesian government still tries to repatriate Indonesian citizens who are still in Yemen following war in the country. Next, we move to Tomohon, North Sulawesi. Tomohon City Administration held Tomohon Youth Contest, North Sulawesi Province, to boost tourism potential promotion in the city, whose population reaches 101,000 people. According to the city's mayor Jimmy F. Eman, Tomohon Youth Contest is a strategic event to promote tourism as well as bring out the potential and capability of youth to develop their talent. He said that the city of Tomohon has several tourism potential which can attract tourists including Mount Mahawu, Susuripan Cave, Pinaras and Kinilaw Sub-District Waterfall, Lake Lino and Hot Spring in Tumatangtang Sub-District. This tourism potential cannot grow fast and boost tourist visit without continuous promotion by the city administration. Tomohon City Youth Contest includes youth preparation and material on HIV/AIDS, ethic and personality, public speaking, as well as material on public security and order. The last news comes from Lok Samawe Aceh Province. Two villages in the city of Lok Samawe Aceh Province are set as fishermen village in 1000 Independent Steady Wonderful Fishermen Village or Sekaya Maritim. Head of Lok Samawe Marine Fisheries and Agriculture Service Rizal said in Lok Samawe that Pusong Baru Village and Pusong Lama Village are set as fishermen village because the two villages have big marine potential. With Sekaya Maritim program nationally unveiled by the government, fishermen villages will get various supporting aid to develop the villages. It includes road, clean water facilities, bathing facilities and toilets or MCK, sanitation and other public facilities. Besides, they get fish catching tools like boat and net. Rizal hopes that the program can make life of people in fishermen village wealthier and more developed, both in the quality of environment and the quality of society. Listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Dinugraha. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, it's nice to be with you again in our program Today in History through RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm here, Mana Rahmana. Let's begin to read. Now we begin from an event on April 12, 2045 when Harry Truman was installed as the President of the United States. Harry S. Truman was the 33rd President of the United States. Previously, Truman served as the Vice President of the United States. When President Roosevelt died on April 12, 1945, Harry S. Truman was appointed as a President. As the president, Harry Truman took some of the most significant decisions in history. He was the one who ordered the Japanese cities that were active in war efforts to be attacked with atomic bombs. Two of them were Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The consequence of the Bochiti attack with atomic bombs was that Japan surrendered. Now let's turn to the event that occurred on April 12, 1961. When it was the first man to fly into space. On April 12th of 1961, Yuri Gagarin became the first man to fly into space by a rocket suit Vostok 1 for 108 minutes. The flight marked the first time for mankind to reach outer space and the first orbital flight of a manned vehicle. He received many awards and medals of honor, including the Medal Hero of the Soviet Union. Listener, we come to an end in Today in History with the event happening on April 12, 1943 when Japanese film agency banned the distribution of Western film in Indonesia. Japan established a special agency to oversee the distribution of film in Indonesia in 1942. The agency named Java Aiga Kosha, which means Java Film Company. Java Aiga Kosha turned into Java Aiga Haikuska. On April 12, 1943, the agency banned the screen of Western films, especially from the United Kingdom and United States of America, as well as organized film screenings of Japanese products in some cinemas and public previews with free of charge. The banning of a Western movie was one of the Japanese colonies' policies to Japanize Indonesia, as well as to clean out the Western influence in Indonesia. Listener, that's Day in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia entitled Missions of Saving Indonesian Citizens in Yemen. I'm Dinugraha. Listener, security in Yemen in the tip of Arab Peninsula has been worsening since early March as conflict broke out in some provinces in the southern part of the country. This condition forces the Indonesian government to evacuate thousands of Indonesian citizens living there. Regarding the missions of saving Indonesian citizens, Air Chief Marshal Agus Supriyatna revealed that hundreds of Indonesian citizens in Yemen have been evacuated by the Indonesian Air Force military craft. However, the evacuation process still faces obstacles following the tense security situation in Yemen. Marshal Agus Supriyatna admitted that he faced a big obstacle because he found it hard to get report on the Indonesian Air Force team that evacuated Indonesian citizens in Yemen. In addition, it is difficult for the team to get flight permit to enter Yemen air territory, because now flight permit has been ruled by Saudi Arabia authorities so that the evacuation process was done through the land. Previously, the Indonesian military or TNI commander General Muldoko proposed that the evacuation use warship in Lebanon, namely KRI Rigel 933, which is now near Malta, Mediterranean Sea. However, General Muldoko said that the use of warship in Lebanon, which joins the United Nations, should be coordinated with the UN. Referring to the evacuation effort of Indonesian citizens, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said in a press conference last Wednesday in Jakarta revealed that so far 771 Indonesian citizens has been evacuated and repatriated to the country.
Jadi sampai pada tanggal 8 April ini, jumlah yang sudah kita evakuasi adalah
until April 8, we have evacuated 771 Indonesian citizens, so 71 more citizens have been evacuated. They consist of 11 people from post in Djibouti and Aden. 60 of them are from Salalah. So 60 evacuees are reduction from 262 to 220, while 110 people were evacuated on April 5 and 110 others on April 6. So once again, 71 Indonesian citizens has been evacuated. 11 of them are from Djibouti, 60 others are from Salalah.
11 berasal dari Djibouti, 60 berasal dari Salalah.
Meanwhile, options to save the citizen through the sea has been prepared following war spreading in Aden Port. Director of Indonesian Citizen Protection and Indonesian Legal Agency or BHI at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said that Indonesian citizens are still caught in the city of Port Aden and they cannot go out from the southern part of Yemen because of the tense situation. Yemen security officers haven't allowed saving ship entering the port. Therefore, option to save the citizen through the island should be done despite the big risk. Not all Indonesian citizens in Yemen are willing to evacuate. They are mostly university students who worry that they cannot go back to Yemen because of financial problem. Arman Malieki, the student semester 4 at Al-Ahgaf University in the city of Tarim, asked guarantee from the Indonesian government to send them back to Yemen after evacuation. According to Arman, request from guarantee to send them back to Yemen is based on the economic condition. he revealed that around the study of 1,500 Indonesian university students in Yemen will be neglected if the Indonesian government cannot give guarantee to send the students back to Yemen because they will bear a quiet big cost when they return to Yemen. Arman stated that he realized situation in Yemen is not conducive and evacuation is an urgent thing to do. At the moment, the Indonesian citizens evacuation team have communicated with various parties including ulamas as well as leaders of universities and Islamic boarding schools to help assure Indonesian citizens living in Hadramaut to be willing to evacuate. Besides, the evacuation team keeps looking for other Indonesian citizens in various cities which are at war. At least there are 4,159 Indonesian citizens in Yemen. There are 2,626 students and 1,488 oil and gas professional workers. The rest is diplomats and employees of the Indonesian embassy and their families. Listener, that ends highlights of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Di Nugraha.
Here is a week in review read by Rahmana. The Society of Indonesian Environmental Journalists, SIEJ, in cooperation with the Nature Conservation TNC, conducted a workshop entitled Lesser Sunda Ecoregion Marine Conservation in Bali on April 7 and 8. The workshop was participated in by 20 journalists from print and electronic media from West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara, Bali, and Jakarta. Director of the Society of Indonesian Environmental Journalists, IGG Maha Adi, on Tuesday said that the workshop aims to encourage journalists to understand and marine conservation issues. He added that the final outcome of this workshop is certainly to participate, as well to provide a good understanding to the public about environmental issues, especially marine conservation. As a source of information, the media has an important role to influence public perception and highlight other environmental issues. In addition to the discussion, the workshop also organized a field trip to Nusa Penida to see mangrove management and to explore the role of mangroves on reducing the impact of global climate change. Indonesian Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel has said recently that the World Economic Forum, WEF, to take place in Jakarta on April 19 until 21st, is an opportunity to attract more foreign investors to Indonesia. He said as quoted by Antara News Agency last Tuesday after a coordination meeting for the WEF preparation with this event, he hoped to convince business players from all over the world to invest in Indonesia. The government will also promote the vision mission of President Joko Widodo's administration as well as administration plans on infrastructure projects to boost the Indonesian economy. So far, the preparation for the event are almost complete. It said that both countries had confirmed the attendance of the heads of government, including Cambodia. Minister Gobel said that he had coordinated with all related agencies to ensure security during the event, as it will be held at the same time as the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference. The committee has sent 1,000 invitations, and so far, 600 guests had confirmed their attendance. Nusa Penida is one of the best tourist destinations in Bali. The beautiful natural scenery, clean beaches and underwater beauty appeal to both foreign and domestic tourists to visit. Pecalan or Balinese traditional security officer of Segari Villa, Nusa Penida, Inyoman Nanik Widana in Nusa Penida on Wednesday said, no less than 600 foreign tourists visit Nusa Penida every day. Inyoman Nanik further said that Nusa Penida is an attractive option for divers because it has a diving spot to see sunfish or mola-mola. Sunfish is one endemic fish to this island. In addition to Nusa Penida, can also enjoy ecotourism, namely mangrove tour by using a small boat or canoe for about 30 minutes. According to him, to encourage tourist visits, the local community continues to strive conservation and preserve coral reefs to keep the sustainability of the coral reefs. France has expressed interest in developing South Sulawesi capital city Makassar. Several Japanese business people met with the Makassar Mayor Muhammad Ramdan Pomanto to discuss various infrastructure development possibilities. French Ambassador to Indonesia Corinne Bro said in Makassar, South Sulawesi on Wednesday, among other metropolitan cities in Indonesia, Makassar economic growth had been advanced and stable during the last decade. The ambassador remarked that among other cities in Southeast Asia, Makassar's economic growth has been advancing. The development city has been dynamic in line with the program for the region. Ambassador Corinne and several French business people proposed cooperation in a number of fields, including mass transportation, sanitation, spatial management, and infrastructure development and grant and green energy. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, accompanied by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Ian Fachira, said 46 Japanese business people from the Japanese Chamber of Commerce and Industry conducted in Jakarta last Thursday. 18 from the 46 business people are leaders of a large company in Japan, spokesperson the Minister of Foreign Affairs Armanata Kristiawan Nasir to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia said. The visit of the conducted members to Indonesia was followed of President Joko Widodo's visit to Japan recently. Furthermore, Armanata Nasir asserted that the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, also invited members of the conducted to attend the World Economic Forum, East Asia and the Asian African Business Summit to take place in Jakarta from 19th until 22nd April 2015. According to Armanata Nasir, Minister Retno welcomed the willingness of Japanese business people who want to make Indonesia as its production base for the ASEAN market and foreign market. After visiting the Minister of Foreign Affairs member of Kentaren Japan, make a visit to the Minister of Industry. On the occasion, Minister of Industry Saleh Husen said the Kentaren's visit to Indonesia is a good opportunity for the Japanese entrepreneurs to see the dynamics of the Indonesian economy, as well as cooperation opportunities in the field of economy, trade, and investment. All preparation of the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of Asian African Conference to take place from April 19th until 24th in Jakarta and Bandung, Java is almost done. This was stated by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a press conference in Jakarta last Thursday. According to Minister Retno, almost all government agencies responsible for the commemoration, such as the Minister of State Secretariat, which is responsible for the summit, also have almost completed their preparations. Meanwhile, Minister Retno said discussion of various topics in the United Nations Secretariat in New York relative to the commemoration of the Asian African Conference have been finished for almost 70%. The result of the discussion will be three important documents, namely Bandung Message, Declaration on Reintegrating New Asian African Strategy Partnership, as well as the Declaration on Palestine. Previously, Minister Retno asserted that part of the commemoration of the 6th anniversary of the Asian African Conference, there will be meeting of senior official ministerial level and the level heads of state and government, and a meeting of Asian African Business Summit, which will be attended by 600 leaders of the world. The total number of Indonesian citizens who had been evacuated from Yemen as of April 9, 2015 was 993 people, consisting of 775 who had arrived in the country. 215 are still in the city of Salalah, Oman, and three ships crew from Indonesia whose evacuation was assisted by the government of Pakistan to Karachi. While currently in Indonesian cities who are ready to be evacuated from Yemen are 889 people, consisting of 111 people in the city of Aden, 58 people in the city of Sanas, 37 people in the city of Al-Hudaydah, 260 Al-Mukalla city, and 423 in Tahrim city. Those are stated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to the media at the Minister of Foreign Affairs building in Jakarta last Friday. Furthermore, Minister Retno described the number of Indonesian citizens who will be evacuated on Saturday, April 11, 2015, from Yemen. There are 193 people divided into two groups. 43 people will be flown by Qatar Airways and 150 people by Emirates Airways. Indonesian government's quick measure to evacuate Indonesian citizens in Wartown, Yemen needs appreciation. However, if there should be any Indonesian citizens who do not want to be repatriated to their homeland, this should be their personal responsibility. This was stated by the Observer of Indonesian Relations, Foreign Minister of Indonesia, Hikmahanto Yuwono, to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. According to Hikmahanto, as the country with the largest number of Muslims in the world, Indonesia is expected to encourage the United Nations to stop the world conflict that can harm all parties, both civilians and the warring parties. Listener, that was Week in Review of the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian National Resilience Institute, or Lemhanas, has written a book ahead of its golden anniversary that paints a bright future for Indonesia, particularly in agriculture. The institute, now under civilian management after restructuring in 2001, said the book entitled Scenarios for Indonesia 2045 was the result of discussion with experts and policymakers about Indonesia's future. The Central Bank Bank Indonesia Ot Bali chapter hoped that the younger generation in this province have to become motivators and posters, new entrepreneurs. As the ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2015 takes shape, the head of the Bali Provincial Chapter Bank Indonesia, Dewi Setawati, said in Bali on Saturday that innovative products can be a result of opportunities and can be products that have special value, not yet in mass production. Anti-terror police squad Densus 88 personnel arrested in West Jakarta on Saturday a terrorist suspect, Robi, 38 years old, who was believed to have facilitated the departure of Indonesians who are ISIS sympathizers to Syria. At least 16 foreign leaders have requested to hold bilateral talks with President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of Asian African Conference, AAC. This was expressed by a spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Nasir. He told to the press in Jakarta on Friday that the summit to take place in Jakarta on April 22nd and 23rd will be attended by some heads of states and government from China, Myanmar, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Iran, Palestine, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Egypt, Nepal, Jordan, Swaziland, Japan, and Seychelles. General Chairman of the National Mandate Party, PAN, Zulkifli Hasan, said in Jakarta on Saturday that his party was loyal to the Red White Coalition, or KNP. He stated after attending the International Festival of Language and Culture, IFLC, at Taman Ismail Marzuki Theater in Jakarta, that his party remains at the KNP along with Gerindra. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta to the frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miss Lenny.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara Province to enjoy the beauty of Sekotong Beach. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.go.id. West Nusa Tenggara Province, especially the islands of Lombok, has many areas that have beautiful beaches and sea. One of them is Sekotong Beach located in West Lombok. Some say that traveling to Lombok is not complete without watching the sunrise and sunset at Sekotong Beach. This place is also a haven if your hobby is enjoying the underwater beauty, because this place has some coral reef that is seldom touched and still natural with diverse underwater creatures. In addition, the waves there are calm, the beach breeze and fine white sand seems to welcome anybody who comes. Green trees line up along the coast, add beauty to Sekotong Beach. Here you can also enjoy sunbathing as much as you please. If your hobby is photography, Sekotong Beach offers many beauty spots. Guaranteed will not make you disappointed in seeing the result. The atmosphere around the beach is not too crowded, making you want to linger and play around with the waves. Not only that, here you can also see the cultivations of marine life. In Lombok Marine Aquaculture Center, managed by the Directorate General of Aquaculture, Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries. Sekotong Beach area in western Lombok can be said as a complete tourist destination because there are already many available hotels with all the trimmings and of course ferry. It will only take about 2 hours from the city of Mataram to arrive at this Sekotong Beach. Besides through Mataram, it can also be reached through Nusa Penida Port. With a rented boat, traveling from Nusa Penida to Sekotong can take about 3 hours. That was today's edition of Indonesia Wonder that introduced the beauty of Sekotong Beach, also called the Virgin Islands in the southern part of Lombok. Until tomorrow with other interesting topics.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miss Eleni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about school in Bulgaria start teaching Indonesian. Stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast through www.voi.go.id. Foreign interest in learning the language and culture of Indonesia continued to increase. Ministry of Education and Culture noted in 2014, Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language, has been taught to people in 45 countries including USA, Germany, Italy, Japan, Korea, China, and Australia. In 2015, a number of foreign countries began to teach Indonesian to students, one of which is a school in Bulgaria. Blageo Favela School, located in the town of Veliko Tarnovo, opened Indonesian language and culture classes, extracurricular lessons for students of 5th to 7th grade. The Indonesian Corner at the school was inaugurated some time ago by the Indonesian Ambassador to Bulgaria, Bunyan Saptomo, attended that Blageo Favela Principal, Angel Yanshev, teachers and students of grade 5 to 7. In her speech, Angel Yanshev thanked the Ambassador for the realizations of Indonesian Corner, which is a follow-up of an agreement between the Indonesian Embassy in Sofia and Vela Blageova School in November last year. According to the principal, the existence of Indonesian classes in the school has received good response not only from students but also from parents and teachers. Meanwhile, head of social, cultural and information functions at the Indonesian Embassy in Sofia, Dina Martina, said that before, in this school, an Indonesian corner was already open at the University of Sofia. On the occasion, Ambassador Saptomo said Indonesian language and culture classes as well as the Indonesian corner at Blageova Vela School is the first in Bulgaria for primary and secondary education levels. He hopes Indonesian language and culture classes and the Indonesian corner can continue to evolve as the Indonesian classes at the University of Sofia. Students and teachers of Vela Blageova who have completed 40 hours of learning and language and culture of Indonesia will receive a certificate. A student of Indonesian class, Lubo, stated that he was very pleased to join the class because not only he could learn the language but also the culture like wayang, the Indonesian traditional puppet show, traditional dances as well as flora and fauna typical of Indonesia. That was Miscellany for today. Until tomorrow with another interesting topic.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia. Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Listener, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And before we answer your letters or emails, we would like to inform you that as of January 2015, you can listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia via streaming in two channels, namely via indonesia.rriworldservice.com/1983 for Indonesian, English, Mandarin, Japanese, Arabic, German, French, and Spanish services, and via english.rriworldservice.com/1984 for Indonesia Today in English language. You can also listen via mobile application through your smartphone by downloading RRI Play for smartphone with Android or iOS. You will be able to listen to Voice of Indonesia broadcast both on demand and also audio streaming, and also other programs of RRI local stations across Indonesia. So you can tune in our station everywhere. Or you can also listen to Voice of Indonesia programs through TuneIn or RDO. Well, listener, now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dr. Heman Kumar, the president of Priyadarshini Radio Listeners Club. He has sent his email dated February 13, 2015. In his email, he wished Happy World Radio Day 2015. Hello, Mr. Heman Kumar. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. We also thank you for your wish. Well, Mr. Heman Kumar, we are looking forward to receiving your next letter or email. And special for you and your club, we will play a beautiful song from Indra Lesmana entitled Aku Ingin or I Want. Enjoy the song. Listener, before we continue answering emails, we would like to introduce you to one of Indonesian singers, Indra Lesmana. Indra Lesmana is an Indonesian jazz pianist. He was introduced to jazz music by his father, Jack Lesmana, who is also a jazz musician. His mother, Nin Lesmana, was a singer, also cousin of the owner of Music Record Studio, in which Titik Puspas have been first time recorded, and previous owner of El Shinta radio station. His musical career with keyboards instruments started at age 10. He first performed with his father in March 1976 in Bandung, West Java. In 1978, he went to Australia with his father to perform at cultural event of the ASEAN Trade Fair. During the stay, his father encouraged Indra to take a qualification test at the New South Wales Conservatorium of Music. He passed the test and was accepted at the school. And listener, that was a glimpse about one of Indonesian singers, Indra Lesmana. And before you play a song by Indra Lesmana, we will reply an email from Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast on March 30, 2015. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan. Thank you very much for your attention and also your appreciation on our broadcast. We are really glad because you always pay attention to our program from segment to segment. Please keep listening to our radio and send your reception report of our broadcast. Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan, we are looking forward to your next email or letter. And special for you and also for our regular listeners, we will play another song from Indra Lesmana, Ayah or Father. Enjoy the song. Well, listener, now we will continue to reply an email. Here is another email from Pakistan. It is from Shahzad Shabir in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Shahzad Shabir said that he listened to Voice of Indonesia program Listener's Mailbag on January 11, 2015 via internet. Hello, Mr. Shahzad Shabir. Thank you for your email dated February 25th. 2015, and also thank you for your compliment. That's right, Mr. Shahzad Shabir. Through this program, listeners can ask everything about our radio. We hope you always keep tuning to our radio and send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listeners, special for our regular listener, we will play a beautiful song once again from Indra Lesmana entitled Hanya Untukmu or Only For You. Let's check it out.
Cinta yang telah dekat di dalam.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.